Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Nothing left except Spider-Man.
Pissing! He's pissing all over us! He's pissing on you! What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss! To me!
Shut the fuck up!
What it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show. You are tuned in right now, live. On the Jim and Them YouTube channel, and of course, twitch.tv/Jim and Them every Friday night, 7-ish Pacific time. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones. Whoa. In the motherfucking chat.
We had some of those guys show up this week.
Oh, we got some real ones. We got Summer Rollins. We got Hugo. We got T. These are all in the YouTube chat. Actually, what was the one I saw earlier? Oh, we have, I hope you get AIDS piss in your Schweppes.
I can't wait for, I hope you get AIDS Schweppes pissing your Schweppes to show up at 17 during the Royal Rumble.
Shout out Jason Burton, Roxy. Those are just some of the real ones. Also over in Twitch, we got Asian Blow Up Doll. We got Cameron Leverton. We got Max Murder, of course. Again, just some of the real ones. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this fine end of January Friday night here in the year, the good old year of our Lord 2025, Mike Steele.
Oh my God. I just am so happy that it's the year of your Lord.
Yeah, of course.
Not my Lord though.
Now people in the chat, they're already noticing that there's no Jeff.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell everybody what happened?
Well, I mean, the thing is, we've been trying to figure out what happened because everyone, you know, everyone makes the joke like, oh, Jeff's dead. Because usually he does die.
Oh, Jeff fell into a milkshake machine, got turned into a milkshake, and then Mike and Jim drank him.
Yeah, exactly. And then he comes back to life. But I mean, he's not here right now. We're still trying to figure out what happened. But, oh, shit. Someone's hitting me up on my AIM right now.
Oh, Jim, we're doing the show. Should we be checking AIM messages?
Dude, I'm getting a bunch of AIM messages. All right, hold on.
I'll let you read them.
What's? Oh wait, there's an attachment in my AIM message.
Oh well, what is
was
it?
Was that a thing we used to be able to have?
Ah, eventually.
Let's see, where is it?
All right. Hey guys, it's me, Jeff Murphy. If you're watching this, that means things have gotten pretty dire. I need you to listen to me very carefully because my life literally depends on it. I've been taken hostage.
What?
By Corey Feldman. I know. It sounds insane, but trust me, this is very real. He's real. The walls around me, real. The smell of old leather jackets and expired hair dye, too real. I didn't think it would come to this. I thought maybe, just maybe, I'd be safe that I could keep running my mouth about him, about his height,
man.
About his lowers voice, his music. But no, he found me. And now he won't let me go unless you, yes, you, do exactly what he demands. I can barely say it. It's so stupid.
What is
it? I have to, or else Jake Perry. Okay. Corey Feldman demands that from this moment forward, he shall be referred to only as Deep Breath, Cocoa Buns. I mean, he deserves to be called Cocoa Buns. He has earned the title of Cocoa Buns. He is the only true Cocoa Buns in the world. He says, and I quote, Michael Jackson had bubbles. I am Cocoa Buns. I don't know what it means. I don't want to know what it means. But unless everyone acknowledges him as Cocoa Buns, I am never getting out of here. So please, I beg you, go online, tweet it, post it, make it real. Cocoa Buns Feldman, say it in your prayers. Say it to your families. Carve it into a bathroom stall. Do whatever you have to do. Just make it happen before it's too late. I don't know how much longer I have. Jake Perry is getting restless. He keeps talking about how he trained under the best. I think that means he's going to karate chop me to death. Please, make it stop. Make Cocoa Buns happen. Oh, God, he's here. He's...
Oof. Oh, my God. Dang. I can't... Thank God you left AIM open.
Yeah.
We never would have gotten that message.
Yeah, God damn. Hit us up, Jim and them on AIM. You know, much like people's impressions, AI can really fucking go one way or the other.
After,
can't
about,
it?
After about 30 seconds, you stop hearing Jeff.
Yeah, you don't hear Jeff at all, really. Yeah, well, anyways, real quick, because of course Jeff did die.
Yeah, he died in a milkshake machine. He got turned into a milkshake, and me and Jim drank him.
But now, I mean, maybe there's word out that he's been kidnapped by Corey Feldman. But we had, I mean, something came through. Maybe that's a phony. Maybe Jake Perry's using AI, trying to badly clone Jeff's voice or something. Who can say? Who can say?
There's only time will tell, Jim.
That's true. That's true.
Time will make fools of us all, including Jake Perry.
I tell you, man, you know, sometimes you got like 3 or 4 minutes before we start the show and you pull up ChatGPT and you pull up 11 labs and sometimes you don't even read it ahead of time.
You don't even, huh?
Nope.
You don't like go through and take out the annotations lowering your voice.
You don't do any of that.
Clearing your throat or anything.
No. But sometimes magic just happens, man. What can we say? But I mean, when it really comes down to it, Jeff just doesn't give a shit about you, the listener.
Yeah.
Obama.
Thank you for emailing me the Obama sound. It is now my texting sound, and when I get a message, people hear it and say, what the hell was that smiling face with open mouth and tightly closed eyes rolling on the floor laughing?
Ah, thank you for the super chat. Yes, I did send Jason the Obama sound this week.
Fantastic.
So he could, use it as his text message alert. What a great alert. What a great idea.
If right now you're asking yourself, is Jim talking about me? Does Jeff not like me?
Yeah.
It is. It's you. You're the one. You know who
he
you are.
He likes Eric. He likes Nancy.
Does he?
He likes Bubbles. He
Jim,
likes
does
Max.
Does he like Nancy?
He doesn't like Stacks. We know that.
I love Stacks. I'm a big booster of Stacks. And you know what? Big fan of Nancy.
Obama.
Mike, did you get new knuckle tats?
Yes,
hoodie
I did.
Hoodie on point.
A hoodie on point and knuckle tats?
Yes.
Well, are they new, or have you had? Are those ones you've had?
Bangarang, baby.
Oh, I didn't even... When did you get those?
Yesterday.
Oh, I didn't even notice. I can't believe someone in the fucking chat noticed.
Yeah, check out Jim. It says Bangarang.
Damn.
The Bangarang's a 9-letter word. So I got the A in the middle, baby.
Ah, wow. That's pretty cool.
Put my thumbs together for the
show,
A.
Did you show the camera here?
It's kind of hard to show the A.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I also got my knee tattooed. You can't even tell. It's like healing.
What'd you get on your knee?
If you look at it, where it is.
Ooh, is it the One Ring?
It is. It's the Elvish script inside of the One Ring.
You love to see it. Very cool, actually.
One Obama. Knee to bind them.
So are you, I guess this is not new. I was going to say, because you've been getting tats for a while, but is it true what they say? Thank you, Deep Thoughts with Joe. I appreciate the super chat. That you get like not addicted, but like you kind of fiend for that feeling of a tattoo.
There are times where, not even necessarily the feeling, but like the kick you get from just like the idea of like, well, now I've got it. Because like there are times where like the only thing I have looking forward to is like, well, I have my next tattoo. And even no matter how far away it is, I'm also broke as hell right now, but my tattoo artist for Christmas basically is like, you get a tattoo for Christmas.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I was like, okay. And like we broke it out by hours, but these two were short. So basically we got two tattoos for free.
You finagled the system.
For Christmas. And and she didn't like do a bad version because it was that. I just go to her forever and she loves me. So I got fucking two sick tats for Christmas. A less slightly late Christmas present, but I wanted to set the schedule at a good time.
You didn't think about getting any like a love left tattoo or anything that, or maybe a go for it on your below on your neck, like in the
like
middle
collarbone, like a chest piece, a go for it chest piece.
Go for it.
This might surprise people, but the second I leave the studio, I don't ever think about Corey Feldman, not even once.
You didn't want to get like the man behind the love somewhere.
Well, what I almost got, and I asked her, I'm like, hey, do you think you can do this justice? And she's like, the art's too good. I don't think I could do it justice. I wanted the I cannot breathe.
Oh, yes. That'd be great. That'd be perfect.
I couldn't get it. So unfortunately, I had to get these cool neck tats. Look, by the way, Jim, I think I've said this on the show. My neck tattoos fucking hurt. They are the most painful tattoo I've ever gotten.
I can't imagine.
So are we just gonna pretended we didn't see that Corey documentary last weekend? I have been in counseling ever since, so that's cool.
Deep thoughts with Joe. Thank you for the super chat. We watched the documentary. Oh, are you talking about? Are you talking about the documentary of hooking up, or do you mean the actual documentary that we watched?
Yeah, I don't know. Obama.
Did you guys see Corey's escape from the wildfires video yet?
Thank you, Chad Martin. Man, people coming with the love. I love to see it. With the super chats, we didn't see,
but we saw a screen cap of it, and we were very, very, very interested in the hat he was wearing.
Yeah, we didn't see. Well, I mean, I've seen clips from those. I know some other shows talked about it, and yeah, we're talking about how he has the Club 33 hat because Mike and myself are Disney heads, and Club, for people that don't know, Club 33 is like their exclusive, like rich person restaurant. Bar, like exclusive merch. It's for like the realest of the real for Disney.
It's like crazy expensive and exclusive.
But yeah, he had a Club 33 hat on. But the funny part about that is that the people in his comments saw it as like a weird conspiracy thing because it's like numerology, like the 3-3. They thought the 3-3 is tied to some sort of conspiracies. And he was like, no, it's just Walt Disney. But they were also like, yeah. Exactly, because Walt Disney is like, you know, what a pedophile monster or whatever it might be.
Whatever. You know what? The Club 33 spirit jerseys are ugly as hell, and so he can have Club 33. I'm over here.
I've been to Club 33 twice.
Wait, you've actually been in twice?
Then we were able to go again, and we brought Kristen.
Wait, so you brought Kristen and not me?
Well, that was before. I mean, you were a Disney head, but you weren't as big of a Disney head.
I didn't have any money. That's probably why. That's back when I had no money.
Because that's right. Kristen was already in, like, it happened to be that she was going to already be there, like, visiting family or something or friends. Right. And we were like, oh, we might be able to work this out. It was some weird, like, Stella lucked out.
I know. I remember. I was just
it was just
shit.
Yeah, just
I'm
some
a
weird.
I'm a key holder right now, so, like, I can't even talk.
But yeah. I mean, it's cool. I got a Club 33 shirt. We got an ornament. We're all good.
I know. neck tattoos hurt like fucking hell. But Jim, dude, these lower knuckle tattoos were miserable. Not as bad as the neck. The neck's the worst thing I've ever had, pain wise, with the tattoo.
Did you cry?
No, but I got that like feeling where like I don't know how to describe it. Where like. You start feeling cold, like you almost want to shiver, and like you're kind of
like
sweating.
The coldness of death.
Like yeah, death's creeping up on you. Like it's like that feeling where like like you just kind of like you feel like you're like you almost want to shiver, like because you're like staving off the pain. Basically, it was very not fun. My neck tattoos, though, I wanted to like, it was the only time I've ever had to take a break in the middle of a tattoo. Like the neck tattoos were. We're fucking miserable, but knee didn't bother me at all, and I've heard that knees are bad. So,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, I do real quick then, since Chet brought it up. Yeah. We will pull up his. I mean, the LA fires are old news at this point. Everyone lived. Everyone's fine now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Corey was making himself a part of it.
Okay, so things are much more serious today. We are getting evacuation warnings at our house. This is the hill right behind my house. So it is getting extremely close.
He looks old as hell. Why does he look so much older right now?
Because honestly, the blonde hair doesn't do him any favors, especially if you have a hat when it's sticking out of a hat like this.
And the stubble almost looks like haggard stubble, like 5 o'clock shadow stubble.
Yeah, and you know what? Someone brought up in one of our YouTube comments is kind of a great point I didn't think of, although I don't know if this is an old wives' tale or if this is real or not. But they were speculating that maybe he dyed his hair because if he gets a hair drug test for his divorce court proceedings.
Does that work?
I Googled it and some people say it does, but I don't know enough about taking drug tests. You know, people are like, you gotta drink a ton of water beforehand or whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't know the tricks of the ins and outs.
Like fucking nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know how real it is. I could see that it could give some weird inconclusive. But it feels like then they would just be like, oh, let's do a blood test.
Nothing against that guy in our comment section, but yeah. Sounds like fucking nonsense.
But chat, what do you say? Who's well-versed with drug tests? If a hair drug test, can you bleach your hair and it fucks up the results or what?
About, I don't know, 5 miles away. But, you know, given the winds, things can jump dramatically and...
It just cuts off.
Wait, was that his cut?
No, that's his cut.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the end?
Yeah, and now it's just playing through.
He died in a fire. It just crept up on him real fast.
Okay, so things are much more serious.
Yeah, no, it just goes to that.
It's a Truman Show wildfire where it really just comes out of nowhere.
And he did have a follow-up. He had a U-Haul ready to go. This guy's such a jokester, by the way.
Wait, this is the song he chose?
This is. I didn't edit any of this. This is straight off his page. People are dying and losing everything, and he's doing Instagram picture montages of to I Will Survive.
Jesus. It's a fucking jam, though.
Yeah, it is a banger.
Dude, wouldn't it have been crazy if he chose the version that Cake did, the cover?
Oh, wouldn't it be crazy if he did a cover just for his post?
Yeah, what if he did a cover of the Cake version, not of the Goya Gaynor version?
What if he pulled, this is just for the realest of the real, what if he pulled the karaoke from I Still Know What You Did Last Summer when Jennifer Love Hewitt singing it?
Whoa, and then he just did the instrumentation behind it and then made her the lyrics of the song.
What's funny is the reason why I actually was thinking of that, I was watching something else the other day where they were doing karaoke of I Will Survive, and I realized that every time I hear that song, I still hear Jennifer Love Hewitt's karaoke, because there's even the part where she goes, I don't know the words, and she turns around to look at the screen, but it says, I know what you did last summer.
Hell yeah.
This is for all my 90s heads. We're a 90s show. We got 50-year-old listeners. They know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hey, you know what, Jim? Compared to people that are even older and lamer than us, we're cool as hell and hella young.
But yes, I mean, since we're on the Corey train, Mike brought this to my attention this week of how they have a Lost Boys musical that's going to be directed by, what, the guy from fucking The Conjuring, right? Yeah. Patrick Wilson?
Well, he's at least producing it, which I don't, as far as musicals go, as a musical pilled as I am, I don't actually know if that just means that his company is doing it.
Sure,
because a lot of those actors own a company, or if he's heavily invested in it because he likes it or something. I'm not actually sure how deep his involvement is. But it was interesting seeing his name all over it and seeing something like that become a musical when you know that Corey is the way he is, and you know he's going to try and shoehorn himself in some way.
Yes, because and honestly, if they want butts in seats, you need to have Corey doing the music for this. Although he did tweet about it. Interesting. One of my beloved films from the teenage years of my career is now turning into N2.
That's a stretch for him.
A Broadway musical. And apparently they're not using any of the awesome film soundtrack. Sounds iffy. Hashtag The Lost Boys, hashtag Broadway. Will you be checking it out?
You know how that's a normal thing, how they make a Broadway version of a movie and it's just all the songs from the soundtrack?
I mean, it's going to be Frog Brothers, we're the Frog Brothers, Frog Brothers, like shit like that, right?
I think, Jim, are you like writing the music?
Yeah, I could be working on it.
Are you trying to play it off like you're not?
Well, I'm a little frog brother and I'm here to say.
Jesus Christ.
I hate vampires in a major way. Ribbit, ribbit, shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Death by Stereo. There's got to be a song called Death by Stereo.
I've never seen The Lost Boys.
You got to watch, dude.
I know. I should eventually. I might. You know what? One of these days, I promise to maybe watch The Lost Boys.
And you know what? I swear to God that Corey, I mean, we all know he listens to our show. He's a big fan. And he learns from us. He listens and he learns from us. But he also, I think he looks at us and he's like, I got to give Jim and them content. So he tweets this week, like, not only about the Lost Boys musical.
We need the cowards.
Which he thinks, welcome aboard, subscriber. Which he thinks isn't going to be shit unless they get him and Jason Newland. Although, you know, if they were like, we can only take one frog brother. Like, do you think he's the type of guy that's like, absolutely not. It's both of us or none of us.
Like, fine me. Fuck that guy. I don't even like him. I heard he's a drug addict.
But he also had, he was doing a bit this week about the Trump, like, deportations. Because he noticed that there were no guys selling oranges on the street in L.A.
Jesus Christ.
Does anything look strange to you about these two picks? What do you see? I'll tell you what you don't see. The Mexican guys that normally stand next to the coolers and hold these bags of oranges. That's because in LA, hashtag ICE has started nabbing the guys off the street. And like a Twilight Zone episode, they seemingly vanished into thin air, leaving behind only the reminiscence of the hustle they once knew. So I guess Trump's keeping his promise and grocery prices are lower because those oranges are now free for the taking.
He's acting like the fucking rapture happened and then these men disappeared and their oranges just dropped to the ground.
Well, it is funny. I mean, was there really? No, because he wouldn't just buy oranges and place them out for a bit, right?
No, I think he's probably right. I feel like.
But, like, why would they just leave the cooler in the orange? Did ICE literally pull up a second ago and everyone's like, cheese it?
I think that's probably what happened.
Underlay.
Wait, what about Jose? He's leaning up against that cactus taking a siesta. Leave him.
So does that mean here in Vegas would be a bunch of empty tamale stands?
Like, yeah, and there'd be like packs of flowers on Valentine's Day with no one to buy them.
Oh, but what does that mean for all the juice covered in bees?
Yeah, what about all the bee-covered juice? Jim, damn it, if ICE comes for all of them, where am I going to get my bee-covered juice?
Does that mean the bees have at it? They get to take all the juice?
The bees win again.
But it's funny because I kind of enjoy, I mean, to be fair to Corey, like as we always are, the fairest.
Yes, that's why he's fair to us.
I enjoy when he tries to do these bits. Like, he tries to do...
these tone-deaf bits.
Yeah. And to his credit, he gets people riled up, like, in his replies. Let me see, because are these some of the... Yeah, if you haven't stopped to interview each person and truly verify their stories, as the ICE government does, then I'm not sure why you're upset about paying a few dollars more for the same bag of oranges in a grocery store. I'm not upset about anything. I'm just making a joke while reflecting on our new reality. yes, the old just joking around. I see what you did there. Nice move.
I hate to defend Corey.
That's what I'm saying. We're fair.
As a show that's super fair.
Yep. Oh, I know. There's just a smile. Uh-huh. It's just an animated GIF. Thank you, Deep Thoughts with Joe.
Of what?
I love that you support the show, my man.
What's the GIF up, Jim?
Oh, it's a purple old lady with heart sunglasses. Maybe she's not old. A purple lady with a bun, with a blonde hair bun, and shades that keep going down her eyes and going back up.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks. That's for you, Mike, and you, the podcaster.
Wow, thank you so much. Yeah, not to defend Corey, but like we're forced to be fair in this situation, and it is so obvious that while a clumsy and poorly delivered joke, it is also like clearly recognizable as a joke.
It would have been better if he was like, the rapture happened. They took all the Mexicans. I'd be cracking up. I'd be like, of course, hilarious.
Where are their pants and shoes? I only see their bags of oranges.
They only left their coolers in oranges, and they were taken to heaven.
Might as well grab myself a Natty Light.
Yes, the old just joking around routine. I see what you did there. Nice move.
I mean, Corey was right not to even dignify that with an answer, because like...
Oh, no, he replied.
Oh, okay.
No, man, I was totally serious about the fact that oranges are free.
Never mind. What is that answer? I was about to compliment him for not engaging, and he instead engaged in the dumbest way.
Since I've known you personally, I've had many in-person interactions with you. This was very easy to tell. It's even easier to tell that you're mad at me now. Who is this guy?
Who is Steve Yoksik?
He is a dim bulb, as his name says.
I mean, he's very dumb. Oh, his thing says I'm dumb.
Yeah, I guess. Is he doing a bit? Is his bit that he's dumb?
I mean, I hate that some people's bit is I'm dumb.
But I do feel like he's
being... Because then they're going to look at me like, oh, idiot, you don't know I'm dumb?
I do feel like he's being serious with Corey here, though.
Yes, I think he is as
we
well.
We see you, Steve Yoksik.
Yeah, we've seen through your veneers.
But he had a few pretty funny interactions on here. Just imagine if people snuck into Corey's concerts for free... And then they sold counterfeit merchandise. Some people understood how to create victims, not music. Music note emoji. They do, LOL. Should I use my transporter ray gun and zap them out too? Just give me the go.
What does that mean? What does that mean? That was like a harsher tweet, but his response was like way more like baffling and full of levity.
He's bitten. He's just doing a bit. Someone else replied to this as well. Do you know the name Lake and Riley, Corey? More precious than cheap oranges, my friend. Oh, that's the... She was murdered by an illegal immigrant. I'm not debating whether illegal aliens should be deported. We can all agree on that. I was making a joke about free oranges.
I like how... Now I'm confused if I understood his original joke.
I want the free oranges.
I knew it was a joke, but I think I also... didn't know what the joke was, and I didn't realize that the joke is, check it out, there's three oranges. I didn't know that's what he was going for.
I mean, I get, again, in his defense, it's wild to pull up and there are four bags of oranges just chilling on the sidewalk and a cooler.
Yeah.
Is there any universe where Corey and his son do some sort of tour together? Is there any universe where Corey and his son do some sort of tour together?
I like that you asked it twice. I'm going to say absolutely to the first time you asked it, and most definitely, why'd you retract your message? Now I'm not going to answer the second one.
Well, I'll answer and say...
Thank you, Deep Thoughts with Joe.
You'd have to go on a tour to take your son with you, and he's not going to go on tour. So no, he won't.
Let me go back to his bit. I do like that the bit is that the oranges are free.
I like how hard he's leaning into making sure people know that was his bit.
Oh, he goes, oh, yeah. We have to continue to laugh at ourselves that we are really lost. Let's not go woke, right? Oh, he did get his ass there.
I don't understand it. I don't understand where he stands on anything.
So you are supporting illegal immigration, correct? Human and sex trafficking, drugs, weapons. I find that surprising coming from someone who has to be fighting for justice for sex crimes for decades. Stop and think about that for a few. How about be a voice for the 300,000 kids, quote, lost? The ones who lost their lives, their innocence. Corey, you're a smart man. You're familiar with rabbit holes. Take a trip down that one. It's pretty devastating.
I agree with Corey, by the way, right now. Right now, this sentence is what I am thinking.
WTF are you talking about? I made a joke about free damn oranges.
Dude, his joke was so misguided.
And now I support human trafficking? Folks, it's time to step back off the edge. Take a breath and reread my post. Not a word in there about not deporting illegals. Hashtag damn. Shit. They don't arrest people who are just workers. If they had killed or drug dealer ties, then they're gone for that reason. That's not true. They're the first targets, but they'll take any and all undocumented individuals. Methinks it's about to get crazy. That's a great line. Methinks it's about to get crazy. That should be the on his next album, that should be the intro line, like the intro track.
Yeah, with six asterisks after it.
Me thinks it's about to get crazy.
I love that it's, so it's me, thinks, T-H-I-N-X, it's number about two. Number two,
yeah.
Get crazy with a K.
Crazy with a capital K.
That is a fantastic tweet. I'm so happy.
Yeah, Corey, disagree with you on this. It's time for this country is done. Do it right like others. I wasn't arguing a thing. I made a joke about free oranges. I'm just talking, guys.
Guys,
what do you know? I'm talking about free oranges.
Go back and read my hilarious joke about free oranges. You're making this about something it isn't. Hashtag folks.
Here we go. So it's okay if they're here. If you get cheap oranges and cheap landscaping, common sense is rare in this country. These people broke the law. Come in legally, we have no problem. Why does this concept miss so many people? Who gave you these absolutions? Hashtag love how many people have put words into my mouth. As if I did anything other than make a joke about disappearing humans and abandoned oranges. Jeez, is everyone looking for a fight?
I mean, to be fair, I think based on the people that are responding, I think they are looking for a fight. I think they clicked hashtag ICE. They saw Corey Feldman and they're like, I don't care what he said. And then they got lucky that what he said was baffling.
Yeah.
And he's just stuck being like, guys, please, my orange joke.
But the mystery then is, do we give him enough credit that he is just trolling these people at this point?
No, he's not.
Oh, or he's just like, what? Or is he literally like talking to Zed? What's going on?
Zed, I'm confused. I made a joke about oranges and everyone's mad. Please come here. Help me.
Zed, what happened?
Zed, what do I do?
Obama.
I had a good night on FanDuel, so I have some disposable cash and you guys deserve it more than anybody. You're welcome, gents.
Thank you, Deep Thoughts with Joe. I'm happy to hear that you had a good night on FanDuel.
You know what, Deep Thoughts with Joe? Pretend that I sent you a gift of like an older lady, not super old, white bun, purple sunglasses.
Just kind of looking down.
Yeah.
Deep Thoughts with Joe. Oh, yeah, you're a masshole, right, my guy? Are you a masshole? You're a masshole.
Say something nice to him and see if he calls you the F slur.
Someone put a Trump gif just saying you're fake news, and he said, "Oh yep, you caught me. I've nothing better to do my time than run around the streets of bad neighborhoods, placing piles of oranges along the streets to take a picture so I could post it here and take shit from strangers. Lol." You people lost your damn minds.
I mean, again, I'm technically on his side. Yeah. Because the accusations being thrown at him are unfair because that's not what he meant. What people should be doing is making fun of his terrible joke.
Yes. Yeah. This is not a good post. If you stand for the illegals, then find a way to not make them look stupid because the orange thing is dumb and not a good representation. I'm not representing anyone but the oranges. Oranges have rights too, you know. They have to be eaten, that's for sure.
I think he's doubling down on the joke, thinking like the only way out is through.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no going back now.
Yeah.
This is a stolen bag of oranges on the ground, mister. Nothing to hallucinate about. Then why aren't they returned to their rightful owners? Man, I love the orange joke.
Wow, the oranges, dude.
Anyways, yeah, dude, this goes on and on. He just keeps talking about the oranges to everybody.
This is wild. He really made the wrong joke. I mean, it's crazy that he saw those and was like, you know what it's time for? A six-paragraph tweet that nobody understands.
I'm going to spend the next 6 hours responding to people about... ICE may not have picked them up. A lot of illegals have self-deported or gone into hiding. And he goes, if you know anything about Mexicans, they don't leave valuables behind. Ever. What does that mean?
What is this? What is his angle?
Oh, man.
This is a wild...
What did someone put here? What did someone Photoshop in there? This is Sparta hole.
I'm so glad that this happened to Corey, but I do defend the fact that all he did was make the world's worst joke about oranges, and that these people are definitely projecting their political feelings on him.
Yeah. back to the Lost Boys musical, someone asked if it would have the Frog Brothers still. He's like, not the real frogs. Some new age tweens, undoubtedly. Imagine if they did just get the old ass 50-year-old Frog Brothers instead. That'd be great.
What a dumb thing to say.
Not the real frogs.
Well, also, haven't different people played the other frog?
I think he brought Jay. Oh no, you're right. I forget. We watched the movies, but
they're
the only
ones that have been like in all of them, right? But I believe that the guy that he did all the haunted house hunting.
I guess let's look it up.
Wasn't in all of them, I don't believe.
Yeah, let's see, because it's Lost Boys, like the tribe.
Yeah,
was one, and then Lost Boys Curse or something like that.
Well, then there's one that's literally like.
And we watched these years
about
ago.
The Frog Brothers.
We might have to just watch it again.
Nah, I don't know if we need to do that.
Let's see. Edgar Frog. What's the other one's? What's the other one's name?
I know it if you read it. What does it say?
I mean, it doesn't even list in the IMDb. I don't see, unless it's Eric. Like a lot of these people just have first names.
I know his first name is an Eric. I'd know it if I heard it.
Yeah, what the fuck? Let me look up the guy himself.
I'm spacing on his name, but I know I'd know it the second I heard it.
Was it fucking? Oh yeah, Jameson Newlander.
Jameson Newlander. There it is. It ain't Eric.
Yeah, no. Well, no, I was looking up character names. I was just looking at the character list for the tribe. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, Alan Frog is in the tribe, but his scenes were deleted, it says in parentheses.
Yeah, so there you go.
And then he was in The Thirst as Alan Frog. So he didn't even bring him. So he already did the thing where we're like, all right, we can only do one Frog Brother. He's like, absolutely not. No, he's like, absolutely.
That
and
sounds great.
Me, of course.
In fact, if you ask me where I am, I'll lie and say I'm somewhere else. Jameson, sorry, I'm at dinner with my wife. He's snickering in an office with an executive. Look, it's happening right now.
But anyways, yeah, so more Corey stuff. Someone pointed this out on our Pisscord. You can join our, well, that's what we call our Discord. We have fun around here.
It's called the Pisscord. Get it?
Yeah. Someone brought up Dovidas. I've never heard of this guy before.
He's one of those like looping musicians, right?
And he has over 1 million followers. So like I looked at his channel. It is a lot of those, like, you'll see these videos randomly where it's like he's usually playing, like people do it in Vegas a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just playing and then stranger comes up and does karaoke and like you won't believe their voice.
Yeah.
But I mean, he seems like he could play instruments. He's got a lot of followers.
He's got a luscious, mane of glorious hair,
but what's weird is this is from a year ago. Like this is from the NAMM convention, which is like a music, technology. It's like people selling. Here's some new gear that's coming out, stuff like that.
Here's a crazy guitar. Here's a wild pedal. Here's some software.
What's great is because I have Corey Feldman Google alerts now, just so I know.
I swear, like I'm not joking when I say that when I'm not on the show, the motherfucker does not cross my mind.
Yeah, but I gotta get this stuff ready. I gotta be on the cutting edge of the Feld fam.
That's true. You really are on you like your fingers on the pulse of Corey News at any given
and
time.
And I saw because there's been that's what it was because he's been posting pictures from this stuff I'm gonna play here is from 2024's NAMM convention. He was just at this year's one, posting stuff on his socials.
Okay.
And I got a thing. Billy Corgan's launching a video podcast under Bill Maher's studios.
Ew.
And one of his, for his slate of guests, it's called, what's it called again? Where the fuck
it's gotta
is it?
It's got to be called Tonight, right? That'd be the perfect name for
the video. Oh, that would be perfect, actually.
Right?
It's
a couple of 90s guys.
Corgan, best known for records, blah, blah, blah. Is it called The Magnificent Others? Is that what it's called? That stinks.
Maybe that's like a Smashing Pumpkins like later era reference back like after they stopped being good.
But his upcoming guest slate is like, well, he's got it says guests include Kiss's Gene Simmons.
Okay.
Corey Feldman.
Okay.
Sam and Dave Sam Moore. I don't know who that is. Bon Jovi's Richie Sambora. I've heard of him. Wilson's Phillips, Carney Wilson. Heard of her. Tom Morello from Rage.
It really is like a bunch of recognizable musicians, but
then
also Corey.
Like, why would you have him? So apparently, I think they filmed it at the NAMM convention or something like that.
realistically.
Oh, no, actually, there's a different show. Yeah, he's going to be on Billy Corgan's show. That's in February. You know we'll be watching that bullshit.
Well, and you know why he's inviting him. It's because he's Corey, and Corey's a fucking train wreck.
Exactly.
And he knows, like, well, yes, I'm going to mostly bring on real people, but I bet you if I bring on this guy, it'll be a fucking soundbite every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was bringing it up, because this guy, he just posted this video a few days ago, but it's from last year.
Okay.
So he must see, like, oh, shit, people are goofing on Corey Feldman. That's
Jim and them
clipped.
Set a wave going. Yes, and, yeah. And everybody's trying to ride that wave.
But there's also a different thing he shot at the NAMM convention. It's called Generations of Iraq, Exploring the Legacy and Evolution of Music, Entertainment, and Television. And again, this is a press release for this upcoming web show. And on the fucking slate is Corey Feldman. He's the first name. Generations of Rock features an all-star roster of legendary artists and industry titans, including Corey Feldman, actor, musician, and pop culture icon. And also Keith St. John, vocalist for Burning Rain and Montrose.
Do you think they're just taking advantage of the fact that Corey fancies himself a musician but is a very recognizable name? So they're like, fuck it. We don't care. He's a recognizable name, so we'll let him come on here and pretend and peddle the same story he does over and over about how his music's what matters to me, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, cool, whatever. People are going to click on this because you're a name that they've
it heard has
of.
To be. It's because it's bizarre to be like, we're rolling out this Legends of Rock show.
Yeah.
One of our first guests, Corey Feldman. It's like, get the fuck out of my face.
Because there's so
face.
Many musicians you don't know the name of. If you're like, if they're like, hey, it's Steve Johnson. And you're like, who? And they're like, you know, the guitar player from that band. And you're like, oh, okay, I just knew yes. him as the guitar player. But Corey Feldman, doesn't matter if you know music, you know the name. So they're like, maybe the name recognition
and
tenuous music link is better than a name you've never heard of, even if they're way more like valued and important.
True. Yeah. Love him or hate him. Like, he's been a name for, you know, as long as I've been alive, basically. Yeah. So
love us or hate us. Never on hiatus.
Yeah.
That's what that's what Corey says.
So here's this guy put this up within this past. Oh, it's 2 days ago. Titled, I invite him on stage and crowd is speechless, Corey Feldman.
I have a really, really special guest. Yes. I want you to put your hands together and do this movement for Mr. Multi.
And look, I love he's with his slob fucking bodyguard guy.
Yeah, his giant bodyguard dude.
His slob.
His chain wallet guy.
Who I feel like, I think at one point we found out who he was. He's like someone's kid. Oh. He's also some like 70s.
That man
I could
had
be,
a mother?
I could be completely wrong, but he's like some 60s sitcom son. But I may have made
I'm
that up in my.
I'm sick of these Nepo baby bodyguards.
And what's great is, I mean, maybe we'll watch it after this. Cause I did watch his fucking. Cause another one, cause people, again, cashing in on the lol call that is Corey Feldman, Celebrity House Hunters recently put up his episode as well on their YouTube channel. It's from like 2012.
Dude, why is it that like we found this thing? Now everyone's doing it, but we're the only ones getting fucking in trouble on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's great, because on that though, he's got a bodyguard, but it's some other guy.
What?
But I have to wonder if it's just like a, you know, because the show's probably completely fake. So maybe even their bodyguard is someone they provide.
Sorry, we don't have official eye lens big enough to fit this fucking guy.
Yeah,
on.
Sorry. This guy's ugly as fuck. So can we get an actor to pretend to be your bodyguard?
Corey's already pushing the limits of what we're going to allow on TV. We cannot have this guy on here.
Put your hands together and do this movement for Mr. Multi-talented.
It's also, again, let's pause it again. It's also hilarious that he even has a fucking bodyguard. Yeah. No one cares about you, guy.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we like to make fun of you, but we don't really care about you.
Yes, I've wanted to stab you with a needle once, and I successfully did it. And then you hired a bodyguard, and I haven't done it since. But come on.
Honestly, his bodyguard looks like if the dog Beethoven turned into a man. Like Beethoven 8 or whatever, when he gets turned into a man, it'd be this guy.
He looks like if... you know the Nutty Professor? It'd be like if we found out that Lemmy from Motorhead, yeah, like Nutty Professored himself into a big fat guy. That's his bodyguard.
Corey Feldman!
Hey.
Corey, come up on stage.
Wait, never mind.
No, I thought it was Jake Perry at one point. I thought Jake Perry was with him as well. I watched a little of this just to see because he...
Oh, his guitar player's with him.
He doesn't disappoint, by the way. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was like, you know what? I've seen enough. We can watch this on the show. But yeah, his guitar player goes up to play with them.
Dude, wouldn't it be great if he just kept, like, stopping the song and yelling at this guy?
I mean, he doesn't... Well, this is all our play.
Oh, my God!
Dobby Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen. He's your host. Make some noise. Who's excited to be here? We're here at NAMM 2024.
That's an empty room.
We made it through COVID.
Our panels at Level Up have been bigger than
this. Yeah, it's clearly, like, just... some people that wandered into a room.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit, it's the fucking nerd from the Goonies. Let's film this.
I think they're like, oh, shit, that old woman up there sounds like she has a man's voice.
Also, yeah, that old woman must smoke 20 packs a day.
What
Jesus.
Does he have in his hand? It looks like the light that Galadriel gives Sam to protect him from Shelob.
he's about to bring that up, by the way. Yes, Kim, thank you. They did a dress rehearsal because I did search, and I have that video as well. Like, for some reason, a year ago, he put up their rehearsal, and then now he's like, well, now I could put up the full performance.
Huh.
I got wristbands right here. Wristbands are the hottest party in town. Who wants them? Wait, you need one.
Yeah, no one wants one.
He just tossed them all to his fucking well. Jared Leto Joker wife.
Yeah, you know, just come to me. I'm your wristband guy. And by the way, I'm putting them in my pocket. So if you see something in my pocket that's lit up, you know, I'm just excited to see you guys.
Dude, I love that he does bits. I love
it. But that bit doesn't make any sense.
No, it never...
Imagine if I had my, like, cell phone light in my pocket and it was turned on and I went on a date and the girl goes, oh, my God, do you have a rock hard cock right now, Mike? And I'm like, no, it's just my flashlight, I swear.
Oh, that happens to me all the time. It's just my flashlight.
Oh,
sorry.
How embarrassing. It looked like I had a rock hard dick, but it was just the flashlight on my cell phone. Why is the guitar player up there? This is what they're going to play.
Exactly. What is he even doing?
Boy, that sounds familiar.
No, it doesn't.
We don't know what you're talking about.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, it's a Casio keyboard.
I love that.
Get them all singing. Come on, here we go.
What? Yeah, we're right, dude.
Get ready. Come back, King. Get ready.
Wait, that's what this is supposed to be?
Yes, right?
Does he think anyone in here knows that song? Why would he think anyone would recognize that song when you and me and Jeff aren't standing in the room?
Of course. And also, I like that, and this is how you should feel, but I feel like the way they're performing is they're all kind of a little embarrassed. And it's one of the few times I've seen that maybe he has a little self-awareness of like, uh-oh,
yeah,
this isn't going very well.
They need to quit panning to this angle where it's just like that no one's in the room, or the people in the room are like, kind of like they're on accident.
It totally feels like, yeah, they're there again. They've wandered in because someone said, hey, there's an open bar in hall two or something like that.
Or like everyone in there, like seven people are in there, but their groups came with them. And so it's kind of like it's like the numbers are juiced.
Get ready, come back, King. Get ready, come back, King.
We don't know the word.
Get ready, come back, King. Get ready, come back, King.
Get ready, come back, King.
Oh, he left you hanging, pal. Yeah, you stop too.
Get you down on the floor, they're gonna keep it. Just kick you some more and treat you like spit. When you reach for the
I like
door,
this version of him that's like, well, I can't move because the mic is set
yeah,
in place.
I can't dance. Yeah.
So I'll do this weird standing version of me dancing where I'm like, my hands do what my hands would do, but my body and legs don't. So I just look like a weird mannequin monster. Like, he looks like a broken hand. Like, he looks like the Tiana animatronic on the Newsflash Mountain that's just always broken.
Yeah, it just always breaks and he's just stuck in a weird weird mode.
True, we all have sadness, moments that we lost. When we must again, would show them
who
I'm a comeback, King.
I'm missing. If you're going to swing, better make you sing. Come back.
I always feel like there's no way I'm going to be embarrassed again. Because I'm always like, I've seen him perform a million times. I can't keep getting embarrassed. But no, I get embarrassed every time, and especially this time.
This is super embarrassing. The loop guy is playing the wackest beat I've ever heard. The guitar guy's holding the guitar for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll almost give them benefit of the doubt. The guitar guy can't hear himself, so that's why he sounds so bad.
Sure.
But like, this is an atrocious performance. This is like truly so embarrassing.
I'm the comeback king. You know what I mean. When I'm gone, sit in the scene like a blank screen. You can never count me out.
Okay, that's enough of that. That was fun though. I'll tell you what.
I think he realized what was happening, and he's like, ha, 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 ha.
I feel like, yeah.
Now the bit, he's doing what he did on with the oranges, where he's like, well, the bit's over. Stop this.
I feel like that was a rare moment where he's like, we better just fucking
cowards.
We better just squash this while we're not ahead, but before we fall even more behind here.
Well, it's got to feel like what it feels like if you're a stand-up comic and you're in front of a crowd of like a small crowd and no one's laughing.
Yes.
And maybe you're getting heckled or something where you're just like, I need to eject out of the situation as quickly as possible.
And honestly, I feel like stuff like this is why when he performs at Loserville, that he's like built up such calluses that he's like, hey man, I'm in a stadium now. Yeah. It's not like I'm in the empty convention hall where people are staring at me.
It's not like I'm performing for a crowd of people that literally don't know who I am.
Are we noticing all the low angles to cover up Corey's height?
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, great point. Yeah, a lot of nice low angles make him look like he's a towering giant.
Thank you very much.
Is this a comedy sketch? Are you doing a comedy sketch?
That's not what we do, really, but, you know, sometimes with Dubby-Dub. But I'll tell you what.
That is what you do. What are you talking? I mean, I guess it doesn't sound like that all the time, but still, that's what you do.
Pretty close to that.
Let's do that same beat. Keep that same beat. Here's a little tutorial, right? You can have a completely different style song and use basically the same backbeat and create two different worlds. No. You wait. Now you hold on.
Dude,
see, he always gets mad.
He can't help himself from just being, dude.
No. You wait. What are you doing, you idiot? You're gonna sleep on the couch tonight.
How is this guitar guy still his friend when all he does is just get yelled at all the time?
Dude, he's a human version of a dinosaur appliance on the Flintstones. Like, that's
well,
a living.
Well, I guess it's a living.
He's gonna have to put. What are the other options? You either put up with this or fucking eat
guitar.
Shit all day.
I'd rather get out.
No. Wait.
And create two different worlds. No. You wait. Now you hold on. I'll be giving it away.
Don't give it away. No. Spoiler.
No one's
gonna know what you're doing.
No one has a fucking clue.
Spoiler alert.
I hope they play Rollin' by Limp Bizkit.
Oh, he's going to help him.
Yeah, because Corey doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, Corey doesn't know what he's doing.
Wow. This crowd is super into what's happening as they banter to each other.
It is funny how this guy purposely, when the music, they're doing the music part, he, like, makes it sound good.
Well, it sounds like he's probably got everything plugged into a sound, like kind of like what we did for that one show at the convention where we have our own mixer.
Yeah,
so that he can have his own clean version of anything he does there.
But he might as well just leave that audio the whole time. We don't need to be, we're not, like, wowed by the conversation of no one paying attention to you.
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing that is always impressive to me is when someone's up on stage and the white noise of the crowd talking is drowned. Counting them out.
Oh no, Nancy in the chat. He raps. Does he rap on this?
Wait, he doesn't have a guitar pick?
You got it? Okay.
Oh, don't worry, Corey. I have one right here. It's a Love Left guitar pick. It came from your box set. It's shaped like a heart.
make some noise for Corey Feldman.
He pulls out his debit card and uses that.
Thanks so much. Okay, so we're going to try an old song of mine. Let's see if we can make this work. This is from my very first album. The album is called Love Left.
Oh, you can get the box
set.
We
released a box set.
Yeah.
From my oldest album / second album / fifth album / seventh album. It's called Love Left.
21 called Love Left 2.1. And it's like a 6-disc set. And we've been like touring on it for the last 2 years.
Nope.
All over the country. It's been great. And this year we're going international.
Dude, does he have a bunch of fingerprints on these sunglasses too? Like he did in the documentary?
It looks like
kind
it.
Of, yeah.
Yes, fingerprint. His fucking sunglasses look like a goddamn PSP screen.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to do a tour with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
All over the amphitheaters and I don't know, arenas and stuff. So it'll be fun. Anyway, let's do this.
Just one of those days.
Same B, right? Totally different song.
Shut up.
Dude, these people are at a music convention. They know about music.
Yeah, he's trying to go in. He's trying to get ahead of the criticism because he knows, like, man, Jim and them are going to see this one day and be like, you're just playing the same beat.
I hope that Jim doesn't mention anything about the same beat. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to head Jim off at the pass.
Ugh. Remember he thought that he was going to give it away? He was going to give away the secret song that we all knew?
Is he playing... Is this guitar not tuned?
Why would it be?
Is he playing with a quarter instead of a guitar pick?
It really does sound like when someone just picks up an acoustic and just starts just strumming a little bit.
Like he's doing with a guitar what people do with a harmonica.
I never thought it would come.
Does this walk
this.
Away or whatever? Got to walk away?
I never thought it'd be without.
Is it possible to know?
Suddenly
wait.
Gone.
Never mind.
Way my love. Show must go on. Been through pain and love. Know that I may not have given you what I thought I should. No, in my heart.
Damn, Dovi Das, why'd you let this guy hijack your show, bro?
Why is this the drum beat he's playing?
Gotta walk away.
There it is.
I've gotta stand my ground. Gotta walk away.
Yeah, dude, just stop strumming, man. What are you doing?
It sounds terrible. Dude, again, it really does sound like when you're using like a not a pick as a pick.
I know nothing about playing the guitar, but I know you're not playing the guitar.
Now I'm doing it for me, and I gotta walk away.
Yeah, it's either out of tune or he's
dude,
using something
don't blame
weird.
The instrument. I'll have enough of this blaming the instrument.
But I'm just saying it sounds baffling. I don't even know how you make the guitar sound that wrong. Looks like he's having diarrhea.
What's great is if he was on stage with himself playing guitar, he'd be getting mad and yelling at.
Can't wait for him to sing at my local county fair.
Hell yeah, Gino's Vacuum. Thank you for the super chat. I'd be annoyed if he played. I'd be fucking pissed if he played at my county fair. I'd like, what are we wasting our ticket money on?
I'd be mad that I had to choose between finding out who wins the apple pie contest or attending the Corey Feldman concert, because both of those happen at the same time. All three of us are playing different songs. Bam, bam. So what the fuck is going on?
What is happening?
Like, can they not hear themselves? I mean, they don't have headsets on, but they must. It's not that loud. They must have at least one or two monitors. Come
what
on.
What is happening? Just a fucking mess.
It really sounds like three people playing completely different things.
Said you can't have me romantically.
Ooh.
I'll be a friend best I can. No matter where you search, never find a better man. Send a
love was coming back stronger than
the guitar player.
Yeah, dude. Don't
I think he's microdosing.
Yeah, don't fucking act like this is good, man.
Obama.
Has Corey ever been self-aware?
No, but he's shown small glimpses.
Like when he stopped playing Comeback
King.
Yeah,
like when they stopped Comeback King to play an even worse thing.
This Dobby Dust guy is also making a bet. Like, as a person who's never heard him,
yeah.
If this is, not because of Corey, but because all he's done is play the worst thing I've ever seen two times in a row.
Yes.
This is embarrassing, and it makes me think he must suck, too.
But also, I feel like Corey, in his mind, it better be like, fuck, what am I? How do we go back to Comeback King? Like, at this point, because it's such a mess, it's like, shit. Damn, Comeback King was bad. This is fucking way worse.
I miss the old days, the old halcyon days of this crowd ignoring me.
No, I set you free. You might come back to me, but I gotta walk away. I've gotta stand my ground, gotta walk away.
This is like the fake band that opens up for Corey on Low Serville. Because Low Serville is Corey's the joke band. But this is the real joke band that opens up for them.
Dude, this is... It's a mess.
If this is a Guitar Hero song, this is the part where they'd be like... Boo! 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 Then Rock Band, they start holding up the You Suck signs.
Parappa the Rap is going, uh-oh, uh-oh. Uh-oh, what?
Gotta walk away. Can't afford to fall. Even though I heard you say, done it all for you. Now I'm doing it for me. And I gotta walk away.
Oh my God, dude. Jesus. No wonder he didn't put this up for a year.
You know how Taylor Swift has like the Taylor's version songs?
Yes.
So this is just says walk away in the parentheses, says embarrassing version. And it's just like this is from my embarrassing versions album where I do embarrassing versions of all my songs.
Love Left 2.1 embarrassing version.
Gotta walk away. Gotta walk away.
Oh my God, it gets worse and worse.
Wait, what?
Oh, there you go, Dobby Dust.
He thought the song was going to end, but then Corey's like, nope, I'm going to do this weird thing.
Nope. Wait, did he call it an improvisation?
He said a little improvisation because he's doing that thing where everybody fucked up and he's trying to like make light of it. Hey, we couldn't all be less on the same page. Good night, everybody.
Improvisation. We gotta do it. Thank you so much.
What are you talking about? You said it was a song from fucking... Oh, he's making it seem like they just decided to do that song on the fly.
No one knows that we rehearsed this. Somehow, some way, this song was rehearsed. This is the better version.
Dude, it's so funny that, yes, he put up the rehearsal a year ago. He knew this sucked.
Have a great rest of the night. Have a great rest of your night.
He knew this sucked, but then he was like, shit, Corey gets clicks. Let's put this Corey video up.
I hope Jim and Them does a commentary of this.
Here's the one he put up last year that, them doing their rehearsal, I guess.
Wait, is there a Buster Sword on stage?
It looks like. Is it?
Cloud and Tifa are in the fucking audience on their date at the
Golden. Is it? And then it's like Mjolnir over here? Yeah, what is this?
They're performing at the fucking Golden Saucer.
Look, he has to teach him. He has to teach him the most basic beat you've ever heard.
Well, but he's also fucking it up.
Dude, this is like when you sit at someone's drum kit and you've never played drums because you gotta go boom, boom, tsh. And you're like, boom, I could do this.
And then you're like, okay, my foot will just go down, 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 over and over. Yeah, this is drums. I'm a drummer. Also, look how high up he's holding the drumstick. He's like gripping it like it's a fucking, like it's a longsword.
Yeah, no wonder Modern Drummer had them on their podcast. What the fuck? The thing is, it's one thing because we're fucking Jim and them. We can talk about Corey every single week because we put this shit on Front Street. We call him a retard. We call him gay. We call him an idiot. We call him a piece of shit. We calls him like we sees him. We're not some stupid modern drummer podcast where, like, we're pretending like we respect his music, but we know he's a fucking goof.
Yeah.
And we're just having him on for the car crash clicks. No, we're reveling in it.
Yeah.
And we're calling him on his bullshit.
We're not afraid to be fair on Twitter and then turn around and call him a retard at this music convention.
Exactly.
Luckily, within the next 10 seconds or so, Barrett will have charged up his limit break, and he can just he can just blow Corey away.
Now we got some chocobos loose in the on the stage. Can you get these the fuck out of here?
They start playing One Winged Angel, Sephiroth.
Oh, what's the what was the guitar player doing there?
I think he's spurging out. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it for 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to do this the whole time.
What do you think,
Corey?
Yeah,
just shut the fuck up and let me and my bitch hold it down.
Oh, so this is back when he was with Courtney, too. I didn't see Courtney in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. This is when, with Houston, or maybe they were probably on the rocks, but yeah.
I hear it in the house, but I don't hear it here.
Yeah, see, no, I had asked if they had a monitor. They definitely have a monitor. So why were they all playing so poorly when they could hear themselves?
Hello?
I recognize that.
Check.
I recognize, see... Earlier he said you're not spoiling. I recognize this part.
Yes. You know they did finally post the lyrics to the joke.
Whoa, what? Really?
Yeah, I was looking at them earlier.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that, Jim.
Yeah, right? Hold on. Let me just see. Because what does he say at that point? He says, God damn it. Of course it doesn't pull up Corey's thing when I search the joke lyrics. So we could finally decipher it. It is, there are times I second guess myself. The pain outweighs the wealth. Maybe it's time I climb back in my shell. God forbid farewell.
Yeah.
And well, not. Let's give them hell.
Whoa.
The joke. Well, what I also didn't know is in the earlier verse, he says, where is it?
Slur.
Treat me like a ghost again. Followers blow up again. Where the fuck was it?
Rhyming again with again.
Yeah.
that's some shit right there. That's some pentameter right there.
Yeah. Where the fuck is it? Here it is. Yeah. The joke is on you. Hope you like my drip from the tomatoes you threw. I never knew he said that. Hope you like my drip from the tomatoes you threw.
Hope you like my drip from the tomatoes. Because
he's like Fozzie Bear. We're like tossing tomatoes at him. But like, yeah, now I'm drippy. Thanks for making me drippy, bro.
I feel like I have to pull my collar.
Call me an idiot. Don't know how I handle it. Do me like I'm following, treats me like a ghost again, my followers blow up again. Everybody takes a shot, they say the music sucks a lot. You mean the song you just bought?
No one buys your music.
Hey, this is to us right here. I see you out there laughing every time I'm gaffing. Now I'm filling stadiums with balls made of titanium.
Christ.
It really is fucking ChatGPT ass.
Yeah. GPT just wrote this song.
Here comes that act to kill again, ripping at these words again.
Dude, he rhymes again with again twice in the same song.
Thought last time we did them in, his music can't be serious. He's begging we are furious. That's us. We're always furious. Like, oh my God, you can't help but carry us. I'm doing this for 30 years. Behind my smile, I'm hiding tears.
Not retard.
Walk on every stage of cheers. Nope, not every stage. So when you're knocking down my friends, I'll come back with the crown again. And when you think I'm finally done, let me grab that number one. Yeah, no.
What
are sorry.
They, what does any of these mean?
You're not grabbing no number one. When You Think I'm Really Out is what the Comeback King's about. When You Think I'm Dead and Gone, In Your Face, Don't Think It's On. And When You Think I Ended It is when I release my biggest hit. Go for it, you'll lose your shit. You never see the semen hit? They have that in question mark because they don't know if that's what he says.
I don't think that's what he said.
I know him singing Gotar Walk Away at WRKRN, but better.
I Gotta Walk Away. It's got to be stuck in your head, Gino's Vacuum. I didn't know what you were saying for a second there. But yeah, we can all sing Gotta Walk Away better than Corey.
One, two, hey, looking at go. Everybody wants to see me floating. Looking at the red shoe on my feet. Everybody knows it's time to eat. Let's get it. Let's get that food. When we chew it up good, we know the mood. Everybody looking to have some fun. Nobody better bring me a gun, cause I ain't shooting on you today. Unless you're gonna spread the...
He's doing like the joke rap that I do.
Yeah, that's like the joke freestyle when we're like, hey, I'm rapping. I'm rapping.
Every time we do like the joke freestyle, remember like there was that like 2-year span where it's like, shit, time to freestyle.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, we'd get drunk and we'd, you wouldn't get drunk, but we get drunk.
That's the way I'd rap, where I'd literally just like stream of conscious nonsense like, dup, 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 dup. Now it's time to rhyme another word.
I mean, I get it. It's not easy to just freestyle, but like even... That's a great point. No one asked him. And when he started, I was even speechless. I was like, let's see how this plays out.
I put my hands over my face like I was watching a man be killed. Like, I think that's the same reaction I do when like people are hit by cars.
Good, we know the mood. Everybody looking to have some fun. Nobody better bring me a gun, cause I ain't shooting on you today. Unless you're gonna spread the...
Oh, didn't have a word.
Ugh.
No, I'm just joking. Actually a rapper.
No, I'm serious. No, but that's just the preview of my upcoming album.
I'm just kidding. All my real raps, but the written ones, they're all great.
Anyway, living in a fishbowl, fishbowl, living in a fishbowl.
Picks up fucking the Buster Sword, does an Omni Slash. Fishbowl, fishbowl.
What is really funny is that, you know, people clearly gas him up as the Comeback King because it is like that's part of the troll almost. Yeah. Be like, oh, the Comeback King.
Well, that was the original joke. Before he was like, oh, I'm having a renaissance.
Yeah.
I'll write this song. Then he's like, oh, people hate me. Oh, I'll act like I'm in on it. Like, he just keeps writing like accidental, like response music to the crowd.
Well, also just because people hear the song and they think it sucks, but like, you could tell that if you saw him at a convention, you'd be like, Comeback King.
Yeah.
Even though you're saying it as a goof, but he's going to be like, yeah, that's right. I am.
I am the Comeback King.
That's why, I mean, going back to another interview we watched of him, it's so funny in that the Hey Dude podcast, when he's like, I am the Comeback King, you know. And they're just like, huh?
Oh, interesting.
What? What do you mean?
It's funny because, like, you know how rappers, like, they'll write a diss track and then a response track?
Yes.
Corey just writes response tracks to, like, the people of Earth.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps having to do that.
He has to respond. He's got so many haters. He's just constantly writing response tracks. Because, you're right.
Just to the world.
Because, the Comeback King is essentially the same as the joke.
Yeah.
Era. Even in when you get into, like, Go For It lyrics and stuff like that, it's still kind of like, everyone says I suck, but I don't suck.
I was just playing, but if I could get it, yeah, that's not bad. That's a little better. Get you down on the floor, they gotta keep it.
Can I get a little auto-tune on this? I'm not hearing enough auto-tune.
I love that they have that cloud sword there.
Yeah.
You gotta learn Comeback King. No, slow it down, man. We can't sing that fast.
Yeah, you really need to guys, your drums are too complicated right now. You need to really, it's basic and slow. Okay, this will be the part where the crowd's like cheering and we like can't even hear ourselves over the crowd.
When you leave the door, you're a beautiful soul.
Julia has sadness.
Best part.
This is actually great. It didn't even occur to me. You know how he like ejected from this song because he was embarrassed?
Yeah.
He rehearsed the song.
Yes.
That he ejected from out of embarrassment.
Yep. Yep. Because he
maybe we were just like making accusations, assuming to clown on him, but you don't rehearse a song that you don't plan on actually playing.
Yeah. And then he fucking because he actually was doing the thing you were just saying where he's like, this is the part where everyone's going to love Comeback Kings playing.
Yes.
So this is where we'll like let the crowd sing along a little bit before I come in. Show them who is bound. Oh, my God. He's even in. Oh, he's getting mad. I don't know.
He's mad.
He's even embarrassed during the rehearsal. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, dude, he's just accidentally exposed himself? He's saying there's not enough music to drown out my bad singing, and so I'm going to act like it's not my bad singing, it's just so that the music doesn't sound full enough.
I also feel like him and his guitar player are like, I don't know, you're bringing like too much musical theory to our wild bunch of bullshit that we always do. It sounds off because you're being too musical about it.
I'm confused because usually when my drummer's in here, I just don't play songs. But now I'm supposed to, play a song with a different drummer? I don't understand that.
I like the feel. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing to warm it up.
Yeah, you got to pump it up a bit.
I mean, I think it's funny just to do that part, you know.
Oh, maybe he is planning it.
Because it's funny, let him. Yeah, exactly. That's cool. You know. But anyway, so what about Let's Try Walk, though? I think that we could do actually realistic.
Okay, so they did plan the part, but it did come from a real thing of him being embarrassed by his song.
Yes.
And I'm sure this guy was like, when he invited him, he's like, because especially it was a year ago, Comeback King was his thing. This is like probably before the joke came out. So the guy was like, no, play Comeback King. He's like, man, what about Walk?
What about,
and the guy's
like,
oh, this 30-year-old song? What the fuck are you talking about?
Instead of my new song that no one's heard, why don't we play one of my old songs that nobody's heard? Yeah. Sound like Bieber, baby.
It did. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you for the super chat. I'm not sure why the thing didn't play.
What did Leanne say?
She didn't say anything, but we still appreciate it.
Well, then,
Your first super chat on a live stream. Thank you so much.
Oh, shit. Leanne sent us her first super chat ever.
Yes.
You know what that means?
What's that mean?
She gets a very first super chat name.
Oh, here we go. Mike gives you your first super chat name. First super chat name. First super chat on a live stream. What's your first super chat name?
Hey, Leanne. I hope that you like this name you're about to get. Because I'm a big fan of you, just like I'm a big fan of Leanne Rimes.
Oh.
So I'm going to call you Leanne Rimes.
That's the worst name. The worst for a super chat name ever gave out in the first one.
Worst name in the world. Worst name ever given out, maybe.
Real low effort name. Real low effort name. A lot of build up for that.
Couldn't come up with a name. I don't know why I started this bit when I couldn't end the bit.
Well, thank you for your $2.
You know what? That name was worth $2.
Yeah, it was.
Congrats, Leanne. I love you. I wish someone would move Mjolnir, but none of us are worthy.
Well, I got this out-of-tune acoustic.
Can you hand me the whichever guitar?
Mike, are you going to post your knee tat anywhere?
Ooh, Jessica, thank you for the super chat. Are you going to post? Is your knee chat on your socials, Mike?
I'll put up my tattoos in the piss cord when. So my knee it still has the Sanoderm on, so you wouldn't even be able to see it. I'll post them in the piss cord later.
Sweet.
Anyway, back to Corey making sure that he had the least tuned guitar.
Look at the guitar player showing him how to properly play Comeback King here. Look, they're liking it now when he's not here.
Oh, this is fucking awesome, bro.
We're great. Dude, this guy fucking sucks.
Imagine if we had that video that plays behind the song so that we could actually play it. This is what music sounds like.
Oh, there's his ugly bodyguard again.
He's eating an entire apple pie.
Dude, they really don't like this guy.
Well, Corey's really bad. Like, the guitar player just did stuff, and now Corey's like,
let me do it, too. Why don't we do it in the road?
Hey, did Optimus Prime just transform? No, that's just Corey playing on the electric drums.
It's like one of those moments, too, where the guy's trying to do something. And he's like, can you fucking stop doing that for a minute?
That's probably why his guitar was so out of tune.
Yes. This is a great video they put up, by the way.
They just have like an electric tuner. They just turn it upside down. They're like, whatever. I'm sure it's the exact same.
Yeah, fine. Come on, Dovey.
Dovey. Hey, Dovey, you got 10 minutes till we let all 20 people in.
What is this video? Why do you put this up? They're doing the... Are they rehearsing the I Don't Have a Pick bit?
Wait, shit, was that a bit?
Because he doesn't have a pick now, and then when he does the performance, he still doesn't have a pick. He used a debit card!
He did the thing I said!
He did it! He did the bit! He did the bit!
I am Nostradamus! Everybody heed my words! I have seen realities!
Corey did the bit. Corey did the bit. Corey did the bit. Corey did the bit! He played his guitar with a debit card like Mike's joke. Like Mike's joke. Oh my god, it's a fucking one for the books tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I have seen timelines that you will never behold.
Hold on, we gotta see that again.
I'm like the fucking watcher, bro.
Now again, for people keeping score at home, the first one we watched is their actual performance. Now we're watching the video they put up of the rehearsal, and he doesn't have a pick in either one for some reason.
And he pulls out his fucking hotel room key, strums it as a goof.
I have a .73.
Nice. This is the best. That sounds just as good as when he plays, though.
Yeah,
it sounds the exact same.
Hey, Russ.
And look, he's laughing to himself.
Spoiler alert. The joke that I made was because back in the day when I couldn't afford new picks, what you do is you take like an old, like you know when like they mail you a fake debit card?
Oh, yeah.
And they're
like,
you've been pre-approved. Mm-hmm. You take those and you just cut them into squares and you use those as guitar picks.
Hell yeah.
So it came from a real place.
Pro tip.
Corey knows that.
Pick thickness. Firm yet flexible.
Yeah.
You know what else I like? Firm yet flexible.
Hey, I was going to make that bad joke.
Well,
I already did.
Look, no one's paying attention, so they don't realize it sounds like shit. They're like, oh, clearly that's not how he'll sound when we perform, right?
Yeah, do you have the backwards tuning turned on? No, it's just how he plays? Oh, okay.
All right, well, they got to open the doors, Corey. We got five people outside.
Those five people out there, they're ready to walk, Corey.
They're going to... Gotta walk away!
They're serving free cheesecake bites down in the cafeteria, so if you don't get them in here now, they're out of here. Free cheesecake bites during my concert.
Vuck's not in the YouTube chat. There's a video going around on YouTube about him being the biggest and best troll ever. Who is laughing at those taking him seriously? Anyone seen that? I haven't seen it, but I've seen the theory and it's bullshit.
Did you just get here?
Like, yeah. I think he did just get here.
Okay.
But no, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's nonsense.
I get it. We all love to believe that, but he's not in on the bit. He's not doing the bit.
He's never been in on the bit, and the time he tried to claim he was, he couldn't even commit to that claim. He immediately, like he was already backtracking, like, mid-claim.
And also, even when we just did the song when Corey did the bit, he accidentally did our bit.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing his own bit.
Yeah, he did my bit. Dude, I wish he was. The only thing that would have made that video better is if he was wearing a piss shirt.
Yeah. Now, because I was searching this guy's channel for Corey just to see if he had other videos. He had this one as well where he's in there. He's in that awesome studio. What's it called?
His cameo. Living room.
Yeah, his cameo studio.
His living room.
Yeah, in his living room, where they're doing Led Zeppelin, which is just, it's of course, it's great. He almost went in a little early.
Of course he's bad. I mean, you know he's going to be bad, but then he's always way worse than you could imagine.
What's even better is someone like must knowingly either turn him down or unplug his mic. Because I get it, like, you know, you're in a studio setting. It's going to sound weird either way.
Yeah.
But he sounds like he's not even in the room, which is like, it's almost like someone was like, hey, just turn the fucking mic off. Yeah, like, Jesus Christ. Can we just
filming
jam?
This with their phone. Can you please turn him down as low as possible?
Like, you literally just hear him screaming. It's like when someone goes in Zoom and they have a microphone, but they don't know that the webcam mic is like their default or whatever.
Good evening, cowards.
Welcome aboard. Oh, no, he snuck some chicks in.
Yeah, room full of musicians with Corey. Corey realizes, he's like, shit, I only know the first verse.
Yeah, he points at the guitar. Now you sing. Don't worry, we've unplugged all the mics because you never know which one Corey might sing into. We have them all unplugged and turned down.
Corey, you're basically a tambourine girl. Wouldn't it be furious if you were that guitar, that drummer, and Corey, like, claimed he could also play the same instrument that that you actually can play.
Yeah.
He's claiming that you're both drummers.
Yeah. This poor young drummer stuck with Corey.
Yeah. And it's not even like he's getting a good paycheck. You know he's not.
No. But again, just another Flintstone appliance. I mean, at least this dude's good at guitar. We know that. Fucking Dovey.
Yeah, he's got unknown on his guitar.
And he's got a cool rock look. He probably brought those girls over for Corey to touch.
He's got like a Nordic like Viking rock guy thing going on.
He's like he's like Star-Lord from the Guardians video game.
Which I
did finish, by the
way. Dude, isn't it so good?
It's so great. I've been playing it on my Steam Deck.
It's so good that it's like there are parts of it that are like those characterizations, the things they change from the movies, you don't like at first. At the very, very first, you're like, their versions of these characters feel wrong.
Yes.
But by the like just a couple hours in, you're like, man, these versions of these characters are really, really good.
These versions rock.
Dude,
the
it's such a
great.
Good game. It's
I saw
such
people
a good
shitting
game.
On the game online, which I thought was bizarre.
When it came out, everybody was like surprised at how good it was.
It's such a good game. No, that's Guardians,
so
everybody.
So fucking good.
I know I'm like 4 years late or whatever, but still.
I think it was my 2020 game of the year. I'm not used to hearing music in a Corey video.
Right? Those walls aren't used to hearing music. They're like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Boo!
Boo, you suck!
What are you doing?
Shut the fuck up!
And do you think the guitar player is kind of like, man, this is like such a nice breath of fresh air?
Dude, it's one of those moments where you're not used to getting to play music, and then when you do, you're like, oh man, I had forgotten how little I was doing when I do this Corey nonsense.
It's like when you work at like It's like if you work a fucking debilitating office job,
yeah.
But you, they give you one day where they're like, hey, can you just like run some errands or whatever? And you're just doing basic ass shit. You're like, wow, I'm out and about.
Yeah.
Fresh air. This rules.
Yeah, you don't realize how beaten down you become until like anything else happens.
You're just jamming tunes in your car. Whoa, what are you doing, man? What the fuck are you doing that guitar, dude?
He's like mad. He's like telling the drummer, like, don't look at him. You look at me.
Yeah, the drummer's in awe.
He's look like, at me.
The drummer's giving fuck me eyes over here.
He's doing the thing he does when he's like telling the guy to point the camera. He's like, no, over here. Hey, 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 hey. There. Giving Davi bedroom eyes.
And then for good time's sake, we may have watched this before. I mean, usually we've seen these, but I'm not sure. Because just when I was looking into this guy's videos, this one popped up. It's just another classic when he gets mad at his guitarist.
He's always mad at the guitarist.
So just for old time's sake, we could check in when he gets mad.
Okay. I miss Low Surveil, Jim.
Yeah.
Might recognize this next song.
No, you won't.
You just take a sick vape rip.
Yeah, he loves his fucking vape.
We got a whole lot of vape.
Whole lot of vape. Look, he's trying to tune his guitar.
Time to tune the guitar, man. It's a terrible time.
That he must say that constantly. Well, anytime that you're trying to tune the guitar.
Well, as a person who's never tuned a guitar, he's like, this is a terrible time to tune a guitar because it's anytime.
Yeah. What do you even, what's tuning the guitar? Why you do that? The strings are there, man.
Yeah, why are you touching those weird metal bits at the top of the guitar?
Guitar, man, it's a terrible time.
You think he's being playful about it? No, now he's pissed. Look, now he's...
Yeah, now he's furious. How dare you make me wait after I constantly make you wait?
I feel like every time he tries to sell the idea that, like, I'm not mad, but, you know, maybe, like... And then it's like, oh, what the fuck are we doing? Like, we got the fucking crowd is ready right now. I just said you might recognize this.
It's like the dad that's like, ha, 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 yeah, I know. My kids are a real handful. Like, motherfuckers, you fucking shut up right now.
Fuck,
you're fucking embarrassing me in front of everyone. Yeah, you know how kids are. You fucking kill you.
Bad time to tune the guitar, man. It's a terrible time.
Dude, then just the anger washes over him. No, 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 don't play the fucking drums. We're supposed to play the fucking song.
He's so angry.
Oh my god.
He doesn't know how to not be like visibly furious. I don't know if I've ever been half as visibly mad when I'm like twice as mad as he is any time in my life, but he is that mad every time he's even a tiny bit mad.
It's so funny too, because it's always just some midget pacing back and forth, yeah, looking at his band. He keeps like throwing his arms up,
huffing and stomping.
It never gets old. And I get it. Yeah, there are people that are like, there's no way in hell this could happen every time. He's clearly doing a bit. He's not doing a fucking bit. This is real.
No, there's no way.
I think you figured it out.
Keeps shrugging his shoulders, throwing his hands up. What? Now you're fucking up? Oh, there's his ex. Oh, just killing a Doors song now instead.
He starts throwing up. He blames the guitar player.
The rain when you're strange. I like that he loves having a multimedia show. It always has to have some fucking bullshit on a screen behind him.
He's probably, if he would have turned around, though, he would have mad and been like, why isn't that a person singing? Why is that a drum player?
Although, actually, let me see those. I mean, I guess it's my account, so it should be a Jim and Them suggested one. But yeah, here's a Jim and Them one. Here's some of our other Corey Feld fams here. Everyone loves the Feld fam. We're not going to watch the whole thing, but since we're talking about it, we'll have to watch the whole thing on a later episode. But since we were talking about the I do want to show you the bodyguard on his House Hunters that was recently
put
up. Oh,
yes, please.
And he says this was been his guy.
Hi, I'm Corey
for 20 years.
Yeah, not likely.
But it's like, no, he doesn't look like that big fat ugly man that you usually are walking around with. What are you talking about 20 years?
Is it Halloween or are those just like cobwebs?
He does say like, yeah, look, it's because it's Halloween right now, so I have all this stuff out. Hold on, I gotta pull this up.
His wife comes out. Oh no, it's the clown from Derry.
Where is it? Because he gets into like how he needs security.
It's a terrible picture of himself he has over his own fireplace.
Uh-oh, Mike. Hold on, I'm waiting for it to come in here.
Obama!
After Corey is done sodomizing the doors, we need that sweet first super chat bit again. I am David.
DW Oakland, aka David, it's his first super chat, Mike.
Oh my god, it is?
I apologize to everyone that's
Sing
given
a song,
us super
Jim.
Chat. This first super chat name. Mike's gonna give you a first super chat name. Oh. His name's David DW Oakley, but what is his super chat name?
Hey David, did you do a sketch show with Bob Odenkirk? Because I'm talking to David Cross.
Worse than the last one. Somehow it is worse. Somehow worse than the last one.
Can't look at myself anymore. I wish it was dead.
I'm sorry for the people that have given super chats and didn't get a first super chat name.
Don't worry, this bit goes away forever after this part one.
This is when Zen's a little kid.
This is my wife's room.
Where is it? Where's his security guy? He keeps talking about how he's transitioning into being a single dad, and that's why he's looking for a new place.
Oh, okay.
And there's a picture of Michael Jackson, of course.
Backyard looks like shit. Mike says, who lives in a fucking shitty little apartment.
It's funny, he has the stupid hair strand as well.
Well, it's because he had to do it for his boy, Haim.
Well, no, this is even before he did it for Haim.
My Haim. Super chat name rhymes with orange.
Oh, there it is. For Leanne. Well, you know, you're Leanne Rhymes. You're not. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you for the.
You're Leanne Rhymes, bro. Get it right.
Yeah, get it right.
Get it right or pay the price.
I'm going to take for my son, Zen. Right. An excellent view, a jacuzzi tub, and some security features to maintain my privacy. Not asking a lot.
Nah.
So today, I'm going to take Dre, my head of security, and we're going to go out with my...
Yeah, Dre. His head of security, Dre.
Okay.
Friend Dave, and we're going to find a new home for me and Zen.
Hey, good morning, Dave. What's happening?
What's going on, Dre?
Dre's been with me for over 20 years now. He's the best guy I could have for the job. He knows me.
So do we think this guy was actually his security, or is this a plant for the show?
No, because look, he's wearing like a fucking, like a police badge or something on around his neck. And he's got like a Bluetooth headset on. Like, this is like what a casting agent thinks a security
That's
guy
what I was going
like.
To say. All right, yeah, because I wasn't sure where you're going with that. I was like, oh, that almost gives more evidence that it's just a weird fake thing. And it'd be so funny if he really did just have his schlubby bodyguard he has now, and the media really was like, nah, man, we can't have this fucking guy on TV, on people's television
Obama.
Sets.
Obama need a super chat name. My first super kit.
Oh, Max Murda with his first super chat. Oh, you know what that means, everybody.
Oh, my God.
You know what that means. It's time for first super chat name from Mike. Mike's going to give you a first super chat name, one night only, end of January 2025. Mike's going to give you a name.
Oh, my God, Max. Are you a blue elephant alien? Because I'm talking to Max Rebo.
They keep getting worse. Worse than the last one every time. Worse than the last one every time. Gives you your first name and some known last name.
Yeah, baby. I feel like Corey saw his current security guard and then looked at this guy and was like, time for me to ditch the zero and get with the hero.
Yeah, totally.
And that's the story about how he changed.
Wait, hold on.
Backwards and forwards.
Hey, you want a day? What's happening?
He's been with me for over 20 years now. Hold on. He's the best guy I could have for the job. He knows me backwards and forwards.
Come on in, man. Cool.
You know, I'm sure he'll be with me for another 20 years.
Nope.
Dave.
Wow.
Dave's an old friend.
Now, do we think... Now I'm like getting into like
half of the job. He knows me backwards and forwards.
Come on in, man. Cool.
You know, I'm sure he'll be with me for another 20 years.
My first super chat too.
I don't pork fang. I'm not sure because usually a message says this is their first super chat, but I'm going to go on the honor system. I think this is your first super chat. So you know what that means.
Wait, his name's pork fang.
Yeah, pork fang. Maybe Doug's dog. First super chat name. Thank you for your first super chat. Now Mike's gonna give you a name. You have to go by this name. Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
It's okay. Hey, pork thing, am I eating you out of the can? Because your name's Pork and Beans.
Maybe not as worse as the last, but your name was Pork Fang. What do you want from us? What are we supposed to do with it? So we gave you a name. Thank you for the first super chat.
Wow, I'm working with nothing over here.
We have lots of fun, everybody.
Yeah, this is a great show.
Yeah. Is Dancing with Ghosts having fun like us? Yeah. I don't know about that. Look, now that painting, is that what we saw in his studio recently when we thought it was tickets? Or is this something else you think?
Oh, maybe.
I mean, now I'm going inside for the real ones. It like, looks you have like to watch.
It looks like a like if Abraham Lincoln was a character from a Super Nintendo RPG.
Yeah, right? It's like some weird mosaic picture of like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's when Corey had his 5 o'clock shadow. we might have another one on the horizon here.
Well, part one's almost over, right?
Yeah, part one's almost over.
This is a part one exclusive.
I got to get one of these first super chat names.
Oh my God, Zimmy! Thank you so much. Man, we're really getting a lot to work with here. Zimmy, this is your first super chat. We really appreciate it.
Zimmy?
You know what that means. It's time for you to first super chat name. First super chat name. Zimmy gave us a super chat, and now Mike's going to give him a name. First super chat name, go Mike.
I'm hoping that he makes me a sandwich because he's Zimmy John's. I got nothing, baby.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Was that a super chat name? Yeah, I guess it is. It's almost into part one, so what do you think you're going to get? You only gave us $2, but thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate you.
Zimmy,
thank you.
Come on. People, you got to have real names.
Thank you, Zimmy.
I'm begging you.
Shit.
Zimmy.
But yeah, we'll have to save the Celebrity House Hunters. That doesn't mean go watch it, because some people are like, we got to watch this Corey stuff. It's like, wait for us, man. Yeah. You got to watch it with your boys.
You guys need to settle down. You guys need to settle the fuck down.
Let me suffer for it. Sleepy Snorlax. Sleepy Snorlax. Kind of low on this one, only $1. First super chat name. Let me let you know that it's only $1, so you're going to get $1's worth. You're getting $1's worth. Steep me, Snorlax. Mike's gonna give you a name.
Hey, your name is Mark.
The first good one for a buck. First good one for a buck. Threw you for a loop because your name's Snoopy Snorlax. And you got a name. And you got a name. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great bit. I'm sorry that I introduced this bit.
You opened this can of worms.
I can't believe I did this. Why did I do this?
Oh, my goodness.
This Pandora's box that I have brought upon myself.
Yeah, this is like when Corey's like, why was I in Stand By Me?
What? I made the orange joke on Twitter, and now I'm having to reply to everybody.
Yeah, no. It was just a one-time super chat name.
Sleepy Snorlax, don't you understand? I'm just talking about free oranges.
Oh, shit. Where did I put...
Jim, you could just say that's a part one.
I'm trying, but where did I put my goddamn... Oh, no, all right. Oh, this is not a first super chat. We have one coming in, but it's not...
It's from a guy, Gay Hitler. Oh, no, thank God he doesn't want a super chat name.
We are the old ICP information, also better name.
That was Sleepy Snorlax again. Where are the old ICP information? I think you mean the commentaries. They got taken down with our channel.
It's all gone when our channel got deleted.
I mean, hopefully in the future I can put those back up, but not for a bit. I mean, let's get some subs. If we hit,
I need one too, damn it.
Oh, well, thank you, Sleepy Snorlax, for that previous one. Oh, Summer Rollins coming through with their first super chat. You know what that means. First super chat name. Summer Rollins coming through with a first super chat name. Double it up with Peepaw's well. First super chat name. Mike, you gonna give out 2-1-4 soup. Summer Rollins and Peepaw.
I'm excited to see you tomorrow at the Royal Rumble. Seth Rollins.
Yes.
And hey, is my grandpeepaw here? Is he calling me on my birthday? Grandpeepaw?
They got good again. Giving out good names. Awesome names.
Wow. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, jeez.
You're welcome, Summer Rollins. I mean, Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
And grandpeepaw.
Yeah, grandpeepaw.
Thanks for the $5 bill and the birthday card.
Yeah. Well, that is a part one. Thank you, everybody.
The bit's over.
Yeah, we have fun here.
Don't ask for one, and if you do, you're not getting one.
Maybe it'll come back one day.
Maybe someone will get one eventually, but not today.
Yeah, that's we filled the quota.
Yep, that's what makes them special.
Yes, yeah. But then again, I mean, what if it's like your fifth?
If we gave one to everybody that gave us pennies on the dollar, everyone in the world would have one, Jim.
We'd be doing a 10-hour show. Sleepy Snorlax wants a better name.
Oh
my God, YouTube's celebrating their third super chat.
Whoa.
I want a better name.
Whoa, how about this? Get fucked, loser.
You know what? For your third super chat, I'm going to give you a better name. What was their name? Mark?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't have anything.
Oh, how about since they want a better name, it can be Cowboys Clamorins.
Yes, you're Cowboys Clamorins, Sleepy Snorlax.
Gotta get in on this.
All right, last one. Here we go. Last one, everybody. Andy Cap 00. He's been in here before the stream started. So, it's his first super chat.
Andy Cap.
You know what that means, Andy Cap 00. First super chat name. First super chat name. You snuck in right at the end to get a first super chat name from Mike.
More like baseball cap, am I right?
Oh!
Thank you, baseball cap.
Flipping it on his head. Flipping it on his head. Baseball cap season. You got the last name. Congratulations, baseball cap.
Wow. Congratulations to Baseball Cap. You get the last first Super Chat name.
Yeah, man. First Super Chat name. We love you.
Yeah, last one ever.
All right. We'll be back. Hang out, people. That's just a part one. We'll be back. Don't worry about it.
I love you.
Area of a cold.